Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. This is the talk show where I share my wisdom and intuitive information for you during this time of accelerated change. This is what I love to do when I welcome you to call me, because this is a call-in show. In the first 15 minutes, we're going to go over the tip of the week, so I'll give you tips and tools that you can work with throughout the week to be empowered, to help strengthen your energy field. And then we will go to the phone lines, and you can feel free to call the phone lines and ask any kind of question, but I do ask you to be specific and stick to one subject, because then I'll give you the most information that I can. I want to talk about some up-and-coming events that I have. And the gathering is starting this Friday, October 2nd, and it's for the next 3 months, October 2nd, November 6th, and December 4th, all Friday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You could either sign up for one session or three sessions, all three sessions for a discounted price. And this is where I'm going to give you starting a new circle to give you updated information, the latest teachings, and then we'll open up for questions and answers, and then we'll end the class with an energetic alignment. And these were very popular when I started these last over the summer and spring, and so we're continuing them. And that's, again, starts this Friday, and it doesn't matter where in the world that you listen, because you could call in from the comfort of your own home or attend in the office in Salem. And again, that starts this Friday. We also have the mini Lightstream Lives, and that's events where you can come, again, in person. And this is where everyone is guaranteed a reading, and it is limited to 10 people. And so, again, it's via teleclass or in person. And it's a great thing about coming in a group via either on telephone or in person is the energy of the group. And so not only do you get your own personalized reading, but you also get the energy and information from other people. A lot of times when people are having readings or even on the radio show when I'm doing questions, I always tell people to pay attention to the questions and pay attention to the answers that are given, because we're all connected and interconnected. A lot of times if you really listen and not think about your question when you're waiting online, if you listen to the previous questions, you absolutely could get information, because what I've noticed after years of doing readings on the radio that there, or even doing it when I do shows, that there's always a theme. Sometimes it could be a theme of children who crossed over, or sometimes it could be a theme of people who have committed suicide, or it could be a theme of blocks in the energy field. So there's always information out there. So listen, again, feel free to call with your questions, but also listen if you don't call and get through, to be able to listen to get the messages, because, again, a lot of times we can learn through other people's experiences, and we might not be experiencing that right now, but if something comes up down the road for you, you have the information for you to help make your life easier, and that's what this is all about. It's about empowerment, taking your life in control, and that's what I really wanted to talk about this evening, too, because, and I just want to mention one more thing. I'm very excited about offering some children's classes, and that's coming up at the end of October, and it's a Sunday. It's a three-hour class, and again, you could do this by tele-class or be there in person, and I'm so excited to be addressing the children, because a lot of times the readings we're addressing what I call the wounded child, which is another name for that could be the ego or our shadow part, and that is so important for us to address and to pay attention to that and process that. That's why I always call the trinity of mastery is the master in process, the master in practice, and being a master, meaning the angel having a human experience, but there is a process to this, and there is a practice to this, and it continues, and we continue to evolve and evolve and evolve, even after we create. Finish this physical body. We don't stop evolving. Just think of Creator is by the name, just creation, continues to create and to expand. And so us being a part of that creative energy, we continue to expand and evolve. And so the biggest thing we want to remember is that it's our responsibility to take our growth by really get excited about that and say, what am I going to do to grow today? What am I going to do to evolve in this lifetime? We all come down here with a purpose, and the purpose is individual, but I see the macro purpose for each and every single one of us is to wake up and to remember what we are. I call it the R's, remember, realign, rewiring, and the rewiring goes back to getting unplugged from old programs that we all have, and old programs of abandonment, old programs of our stories. And so this time more than ever, we're being called to step out of our stories. We all have them, each and every single one of us. Some of them are really, really sad, and some of them are really, really charged. But the biggest thing you want to remember is that the more you stay in your stories, it literally creates an energetic loop in your energy field. The neural pathways are made, and those energy goes back and forth in your brain. And so that to empower yourself to live a life of the dreams, to be the master having the human experience, you direct your energy with every thought, word, and deed. And so when you start really thinking about that and digest it more than just the mental level, because a lot of times people take a knowing and they kind of hover on that mental body is where I see it. And so that's a great process. It's wonderful to start bringing it into the mental body. So that's when you start learning things, you start practicing things, and you start things start becoming clearer and clearer, and you can see it in your life as far as your outside circumstances start reflecting with what you're feeling inside. But this is when the process and practice comes in, where we want to get out of that energy emotion, the emotional reactions, because we're hardwired to be very reactive. Think of fight or flight reaction. And so we kind of contract our energy first. And so the more you fill out what I call your blueprints, the more you have your energy meridians open, the more you don't go to that natural part of react first and then think about it later. Then you haven't apologized to people because of your reactions, or you blew your top, or you didn't hear the person because your defense mechanism is to shut down, so you literally don't hear what the person's saying. All of that lies into us, and so all the answers lie within. I say that over and over again. We've been told that for thousands of years, and now more than ever is a time to start looking more within ourselves. And yes, we could go outside to get information and gather and take in what resonates with you, throw out that doesn't, because you're your best guide. If somebody, including myself, is saying something, it just doesn't ring like that's your truth, then throw it out and you'll find something else somewhere else, or you'll just listen to your own intuition and your own guides, and that will be your truth for yourself. And so start looking on the inside, because again, part of our journey here is that we are hardwired to look outside of ourselves. And there's a lot of times where I see where people are terrified to look inside their self because they're afraid of the pain, they're afraid of their self is what it is. They're afraid to look in and to look at their shadow part, because some part it can be dark and it can be scary. And a lot of times we don't want to admit to ourselves that we can have some really negative emotions for people or scenarios. And so the more we just, I call it pull up our bootstraps and just go in there and realize that by ignoring it is not going to, it literally creates an electromagnetic pull. And so it's there in our energy field whether we realize it or not. So the more we take our energy, put the light into it, think of it as like the boogeyman closet, and we're going to direct our energy. So that's our attention and intention into those parts of ourselves. And the more you do that, you're literally, again, think of it as a flashlight going into those scenarios. And as soon as you put the light in there, the energy patterns start to change. And so the more you practice with this and understand that this is a process, and understand that all of us came down here to, again, evolve, to remember who we are. And all of us goes back to the part of where we're all interconnected and part of Source. And so the more we experience that, the more we're going to live an empowered life and feel like we're directing the energy in a much more empowered way. And now more than ever, we have the celestial help coming in. We have our angels and guides that are there to help us. But part of unconditional love means that they can't reach up and do it for us, because that's not part of the process. This is not that's the residual energy of the patriarchal, matriarchal mother, father, God, come save me. What we're entering into right now is the balancing of the divine feminine energy. And so think of the last thousands of years, we've been really getting into the male energy, and this is not bashing men. This is we're all male and female energy. And so the more we embrace the divine feminine, reconnect to Mother Earth, reconnect with your softness. The divine feminine is receiving love, receiving opportunities, receiving light. The more we have that part of our energy field open up, the more we, again, start to get softer. We start going into our heart, and then we literally get lightened up, and then we start processing, again, our shadow, the wounded child. Then we really understand how much it is important to get rid of our stories, get rid of the woundology, because it's draining our life force out, and nothing's worth that. And so a lot of times people hold on, and they want to get into revenge, or want to hear, make sure that people know their pain. And so you can process that with yourself and really process get rid of it, because the person that you're hurting or blocking the most is yourself. You know how many times that you've gotten in an argument and you were huffing and puffing or brooding all day, and then the other person's just like kind of whistling the Dixie and just kind of having a good old day. that's where we want, then you just look back, as far as I call it, the trinity of looking at the macro level, the universal level. Is it worth your cellular tissue when it comes down to, at least for me, it's not worth my cellular tissue to hold on to something. So the more we, again, look into ourselves, the more we get quiet, because a lot of times there's mind chatter, the more you'll start hearing the information from spirit, because spirit speaks in very light language. It's very subtle. And so the more you raise up your vibration, the more you make that connection, the more you hear the divine, the celestial, and the celestial and divine speaks in a very light language, meaning that it's not complicated. It doesn't come in with all these hard directions. It goes back to think of the basics, where it goes into forgiveness. It goes into unconditional love. It's, there's directions of peace of mind. And the more we start following that directions, the more we absolutely will witness that in our outside scenarios. And again, now more than ever is a time, because a lot of people are getting into fear. I see it all over the world, where there's an underlining nervousness that's going on. And so we really want to put our attention and intention into our patterns, and then we could start giving ourselves energetic stability, so we don't get pulled into the where everyone is connected. We don't get pulled into the everyone's the fear. And so we have of enough of our own stuff to process. We don't have to start tapping in and processing everybody else's. And but the paradox is that the more we process our own stuff, because we are interconnected, it does go out through the universal grids, and so it does help the whole. And so we are helping ourselves, and again, everyone, to take our that next step. So, again, that's the tip of the day. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We're going to go to our first break, and we're going to be opening the phone line.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're live today, and our phone numbers, our phone lines are now open. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I did want to mention one thing. I'm doing a special today. If you say you heard the Carrie O'Connor Show through KKNW today, we're doing $25 off any 15, 20, and 30, and 45-minute reading. Again, any 15, 30, or 45-minute reading, $25 off. And again, mention that you heard me today, and you'll get that. So that's a wonderful thing. And don't forget to mention KKNW. All right. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right. Sounds like a plan, and was saving a little bit of that extra money. That's good for stocking stuffers during the holidays. So, you know, you just kind of put that off in a little safe place. Maybe.
That's right.
Do you ever put money still underneath your mattress? Or is that just does anybody do that anymore?
I don't think so either.
Because I know I don't, that's for sure. Dee's calling in from Seattle, Washington. Sounds like she's torn between two job possibilities. Well, so let's see if we can help her out. Dee, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, thanks so much. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've been going back and forth thinking maybe I can do it all. And so I have been offered a position that would be a commission basis if it works out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other would be something that I've trained for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a particular job. It's something kind of my career path, and it's an area that I feel that maybe I should go into to kind of validate myself because I haven't worked in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it might open doors further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking I can do both.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm seeing that what I do is I look at right into your heart. So think of all of our heart's desires. We want to look in the heart. And a lot of times people go into the brain, the mental part, then they start weighing it back and forth. But one thing about reading the energy of the heart is that it's I look at literally to see how much energy you're putting into your heart's desires. And then it's my symbol is I see if it's on a scale. Sometimes I'll see a scale that looks like it's 80%, 20%, and that shows me that it's very much headed in one direction. When it does what your pattern is, and that's where I see 50-50 or 60-40, that shows me I'm confirming for you, yes, you can do it both. And also give yourself, I'm seeing a three, so over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, a period. So it's more for your, think of the child part that can, in days where you feel stretched out or days that you could feel like this is too much, that you have an end goal, like that you're going to, you know, go in, pull yourself up by your sleeves and do this over the next three months, 4 months, or whatever it takes you to get rolling. And so it's more, again, when I see something behind somebody, it's for the energetically, it's more, to be honest, for our wounded child part that can then start doing mind chatter. So it stops that kind of mind chatter that allows you to go to put more of the energy into the projects. And so, yes, I'm confirming that you could do it both. I'm not seeing any kind of thing that says in your energy that it's going to be hard, it's going to be a struggle, it's going to, you know, that kind of energy patterns. And so, and actually, when I'm watching you, think of now I'm seeing a view of you have one leg and one of the jobs and one of the other. And so I think of it looks like I'm watching you skiing and I'm looking at your feet to see if the directions are looking forward. I see the first job, the commission base, is slightly over to the left. And so when I see slightly over to the left, that's that's our feminine side of our energy. It's also associated with the past. And so I would encourage you to look at past situations or scenarios, but it also feels outside of you. So that's where you could hear, and even when you're getting training or whatever for the commission job of putting it, when I see earmuffs getting put on your ears, is like not listening to people's like horror stories or anything like that, that they say that it was a struggle or that kind of thing. Just kind of not listen to it. Take the knowledge that they have to say, leave their stories or experiences, and especially if you've heard something in the past, even over the past couple of months of other people doing this kind of commission base, is just like your experience is going to be your experience. And so then I see the feet starting to going again full steam ahead. And when I look at the other parts, the part that you've been trained for and had experience, when you said it validates me and it could open doors, your whole right side of your heart energy opened up big time, and I saw this yellow white energy. And when I see that, that means to me there's some sort of heart's desires in this that is that's a good move. And so think of white, yellow is again a step in that. Yellow even means money, gold, golden opportunities. And so again, again, the biggest thing you want to do is just give yourself a break that in, you know, 6 months from now, you're really feeling pulled apart, because what I see that you're going to step into, I see the skis going down to one, it looks like all of a sudden it turns into a boogie board, and so you're able to combine them together or work with them very easily or with ease. So that's all of that's a good, it's stepping in the light direction, right direction for you and your energy patterns, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm getting to that point, so that you're validating. I'm happy to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Cool. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. So give us a call, and Carrie, if you wanted to touch on a couple other subject matters,
Absolutely.
Free.
I wanted to get into as far as the four classes that I'll be doing. So they're going to be four different classes, and one, the first one is about the energy body. And again, I talk about it all the time, and this is different information. And so it'll be a two-hour class that goes into the energy field, layer by layer, and again, all different updated information. The other one is about shamanism. So I'm going to really get into for 2 hours teaching about shamanism. I studied it for several years. And so again, having you have a foundation for shamanism, why it's important to connect to earth, how you can easily make that connection and incorporate it into your daily life, the use and working with the elements, and also it really helps you, again, reestablish a connection with Gaia, Mother Earth, and that's so important. And then I'm also going to do one on past lives, multidimensional life. So a lot of times people are interested in past lives, and as we are discovering more and more what it's like to be a multidimensional being, and how many times that sometimes past lives can be an overlay of an archetypal energy. And so think of if you've ever been in a group and somebody said, I was Cleopatra, and another person said, I was Cleopatra, or I was Joan of Arc, and I was Joan of Arc. And so how many Joan of Arcs can there be? So I'm going to explain past lives and what's multidimensional overlays. And so it's actually a fascinating subject. And again, the more we open up those doors to our multidimensional living, the more actually so you could start asking questions or kind of scratching your head saying, what is this all about? Because it can be a little bit confusing. So again, I'll give you the foundation and footwork to understand that more, and then also tapping into angels and guides. So all of this is classes that are coming up. And with the children's class, again, I'm so excited because the children really, I wish I had these classes when I was younger, because the children are coming in with such a vibration that they really are looking for a foundation, so they stay open. And so having them have, a family routine so they could stay open, and then they don't have to go through such the patterns that we have to go to be able to talk to them about their shadow, about their ego. I've always taught my kids since they were little that they're energetic beings, and so we kind of had a conversation with that. And so not that they don't have their lumps and bumps going through life, but I can really talk to them about archetypal energy and what's going on here, and so they're able to come to conclusions for their self, to empower their self. And so I've seen a huge difference, and I have a 17 and a 14-year-old, so it goes from all different ages. And so we'll address from those young kids down to even those kids could be that are being born right now. And so a lot of parents are understanding that the children coming in have a different frequency, and they absolutely do. And so that just the increase of Asperger's and autism is showing us that their frequency is different. And so we want to understand what's going on here and then be able to support the children more. And so this is the way of the future, and it's part of, again, our us evolving or remembering and reawakening and realigning to who we are. And these children's vibration is absolutely here to help us and be able to give us a boost. And so we want to be able to support them so they don't fall back into generational patterns, which a lot of them do, because they get disconnected because the parents don't know that it's how important it is. So this is where we do better when we know better, but now is the time to know better. And again, all of our we have our own higher consciousness, our higher self, whatever you want to call it. The angel have a human experience, and that's the part of us connected to source and connected to God's source. And so that's our responsibility to have that connection. Nobody else, again, can do it for us. I've worked with a lot of people, and I've seen this, especially over the last couple of months. I call it people being soul tired. And so in, within that soul tiredness, there's a sense of, again, it's like opportunity for the wounded child to come up and say, please, Mother, Father, or angels, please do this again for me, or help me, help me, help me. And of course, the celestial is there to help, but part of, again, think of the rules, is that they can't do it for us. And so it's a co-creative relationship, not a, another version of patriarchal Mother, Father, God, because that actually leads us in a position where we are, think of symbolically, on our knees, and that means that we are separating ourselves, and that means there's some sort of message, consciously or unconsciously, that we're supporting the pattern of separation versus remembering that there, you, we don't need anybody to get connected to God's source. That's a connection that we can make. We don't need anybody on the outside to give us a blessing, to do anything, but most of us are programmed differently. So the more we start reversing it, and again, it doesn't mean that you can't have support, but it's just part of, again, our thing of remembering who we are, and the more we remember that, the more it's going to spill over anywhere. It's everywhere in our life. And so if you're not having flow as far as money-wise, job-wise, career-wise, or you're just playing, getting soul tired, because again, I see that's so many people are feeling that. They're feeling tired and they want to just give up. There's an increase in dis-ease, back problems, endocrine problems. All of that is very symptomatic of us really feeling like we're going through the dark ages right now. And there's a part of that before the light comes, it does feel the darkest, and you want to remember that because we have pulled away from the light, and now there's a return, and so the more light that comes, so we could be more aware of the dark. And so those classes will help. You could check it out at union1111@yahoo.com or on the website carrieoconnor.com. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and the phone lines are open, and we'll be taking your calls right after these couple minutes.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you're Carrie O'Connor. How about I'm Carrie O'Connor, and you're listening to us. We're live today, and we are going to be going back to those phone lines.
I'd love to, and I never could be you. There's no way, Carrie, I could ever be you. That's just highly impossible. You have such large shoes to fill. I don't know if you have big socks or big feet, too, but we could always not go. I said, well, you have big feet, big socks, you know, because you have big shoes to fill. Anywho, Mary from Seattle's calling in. She's been in a little bit of a tough spot lately. She's recently lost her job. She's staying with her dad to get, hopefully, her feet back onto the ground. And she's looking for some guidance, Carrie. So let's see if we can help Mary out. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Mary. So what's going on?
I had a mental breakdown due to overwork and not paying attention to myself, mm-hmm. and consequently, I had to quit my job. Mm-hmm. And now my dad has taken me in for 30 days. After the 30 days, I don't know where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm not centered. I'm not right. I've asked my guides for help. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to help me because they know I need to do it on my own. I've been here, I've learned my lessons, and I've moved on to better things. But this time, I am so stuck. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I don't know what. And I was hoping maybe you could give me some guidance or some insight mm-hmm. of a direction to where at least I can feel good a couple hours a day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just really... I'm out of resources that are within my reach, mm-hmm. and I was hoping you could help me today.
Okay. Mary, the first thing that you want to remember is that the guides never, ever give up. What happens, especially when we're having grief and especially when we're having, like what I call the dark night of the soul, and that's exactly what it sounds like you're going through, and that's when we could, again, feel the darkest before the light comes. We could feel that we're so disconnected that we're beyond help, but that's when you want to remember that that's why they call it the dark night of the soul, and the saints went through it, and Jesus went through it. And so many, many part of the process is that we can go through, again, a period of great, great darkness before we get to the light. The first thing I was getting was you need to get the 30 days out of your head, because that's like a time bomb that is scattering your energy, and anybody would be a big thing for anybody to handle, never mind somebody that's been going through a lot of stuff. And I just saw my mother come through my mind's eye very quickly. My mother worked for the public public nursing services, so look to see what, and I know there's lots of services for people with, there's mental health services, and that this, if the money is supplied by the state, and so they are able to give you resources to tell you what to do, where to go and what to do. And again, just to even have that 30 days not to be like a big clock ticking, and then it's again scatters your energy, and then it feels, then your whole root chakra is absolutely, it looks like the road runner where it keeps on running around, or it's like a gerbil going around on the gerbil ride. And so, and the best thing you could also do, Mary, is really tap your thymus, and whenever you can, do infinity eights. And that sounds so easy, but you're literally, when we're in crisis, our meridians get split down the middle, and that's going to at least help you breathe as far as during these processes. And if you're, as you're making the steps, it cannot hurt you by connecting to the right side and left side of the body. By so doing, think of your body and being split down the middle, and putting your hand in, going to the right side and left side. Then taking your hands on the side of your brain and above your ears. And again, imagine sideways eights, infinity eights. It's a real thing to help calm. And putting your hand on your forehead, that hits several meridian points. Just think, a lot of times we go, oh my God, and we put our hand on our forehead, put it there and hold it there. You're putting in, you're touching several, again, meridian points that go right to the kidney, the grief, and the adrenals. And so doing those things are going to help you stay in your body, because when we have trauma, a lot of us go out of our body. And then, again, look for the resources that are around you, because I'm seeing at least 3 to 4 public things that are within your service that you haven't addressed yet or gone to. And a lot of us, we don't know this. And whenever I hear this song, Let Your Fingers Do the Walking Through the Yellow Pages, again, look at public services that are out there. And this is supplied, money is supplied either by the town and or the state. So it doesn't have a lot of money. You don't have to worry about the money part, because they, again, go by what you're making in salary stuff. So call them up and see where they could refer you, and especially under mental health. And she worked for the public health myself a nursing service, and so something, wherever you live, something along those lines. And again, I keep on seeing my mom's face, and so pay attention to a Patricia and or a Marie as a helper and as a guider. And then I see you taking this, the next step with them giving you, you know, contact this service and contact this service, because what I'm also hearing a paternal grandfather coming in, and actually looks like a great-grandfather, and he's showing me that he's, when I see them pointing to the badges, that means they've done their work over there, or he's continuing to evolve. That's who we want to speak to or talk to. And, excuse me?
My grandfather?
Great-grandfather. He's coming in off on Dad's side. And so think of him as doing the work over there. And so he's done the work to enough to be a, at least kind of a guide to step in your corner. Because when I hear help is on the way, think of that. Again, we continue to evolve over there, or we have an opportunity to. And so we want to talk to those that are evolving. And especially that one of my biggest guides is my great grandmother. I never met her. She died when my mom was eight, but she's done a lot of work over there. So she could, she comes in a lot, and I could, again, she could come in and guide or stand behind. And even if it's the part of us that's terrified, that feels their energy, and that it's familiar soul energy that we can feel the comfort where she just, it's to energetically know that there's the support to behind you. So as soon as the show is over, Mary, just to get into, because I keep on seeing the yellow pages, but let your fingers do the walking. So call, and again, I see 3 to 4 services that you could be in contact with within 3 to 4 hours that are going to lead you to the next place and to the next place. And just remember too, Mary, that when you, if you feel like you're in a crisis situation, to go to the ER, because they have to, it's a federal law that they have to serve you. And so and a lot of times, again, people are feeling this. It's beyond anxiety. Some people are feeling it as it feels like life or death, and it's like their world is collapsing. And so that's why I'm encouraging you to, again, putting your hand on your forehead, and those you're hitting meridian points, but sometimes we need an extra help. So, and make sure that you stay hydrated, because part of the biggest thing with anxiety is dehydration and also migraines. Mm-hmm. And so make sure you have at least 3.5 to 4 liters of water a day. And again, a part of this sounds very simple, but this really helps a lot of people at least get that big clock that is like ticking over the head. And just even think of when your head wants to go 30 days, just kind of take it. And when I have that kind of pressure, I visualize it in a like an egg, and I put it outside of my energy field. I'm not ignoring it. It's not denial, but I'm just not hearing or feeling, or I'm directing the energy proactively to take the pressure off. And so then it doesn't feel like I'm feeling like I'm working under a time bomb, because then I see over the next, even 2 days into the next 2 weeks, when I see an ironing board, that means things start ironing out. And it doesn't mean that things get, super smooth immediately, but at least there's a lot of, it's like a shirt that looks very irony, very wrinkly. Things start to get ironed out, and then you're led to different places and different scenarios of people to help you. And I do see that there's a move or direction to a move within, again, over the next 2 months. And there's a part where your father could know that he gave you 30 days that he could do. I'm just seeing that 30 days might be a month and a half, because he knows that you're stepping into making the steps to make to go to a place that is, it doesn't look that too far from you. And so he's workable with it as far as not doing 30 days, you're out, because there's steps and there's paperwork, and that he can see that you're stepping in that direction, again, to help yourself. Also, and to have support and have, because I see working in something where people also do a thing where it looks like a work is involved with us too, as far as money or services. So think of that there's literally programs that people have where they again, help us, and they are able to give us some work, so we could be proactive and be supported, work as we're processing through our stuff. So again, public health is a great service that a lot of people don't know about. And so look at those kind of things in your area. And again, it's when make sure that when you to take the steps, because I keep on hearing again over and over again, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking. Part of the paradox is when we're feeling that, we could feel too tired or it's too hard to do. And so just take the baby steps, one step at a time, and start again asking for the help because I see the people are directing you, and it's a bridge that keeps on going. So that means to me it doesn't get broken up or you don't get leave hanging. So like people don't not call you back. And so don't freak out if you don't get a call back within an hour and a half, but there's this flow here coming, Mary. So again, remember that our angels and guides are around us, and when we're contracted, we can't feel it. But remember that that's part of our guides' jobs are to be there with us constantly. When I said that they can't do it for us, it's like they it's more of a thing of would they want a co-creation relationship. Think of somebody shaking our hand instead of them lifting us up, and so or hugging us, and they can't, again, that this part of the job is that they can't do the phone dialing for us. It's like I don't know, it's not even a joke. It's a story of somebody that said they were praying and praying and praying, and they said there was a flood, and then they were sent a boat, and they said, no, God's going to save me. Then they were sent a plane, and they said, no, God's going to save me. Then they were sent another thing, like people coming in, and they said, the guy said, no, God's going to save me. And then he dies, and then he's like, God, where were you? And he said, I sent you a boat, I sent you a people, and I sent you an airplane. What did you expect? So it's like we can get the help through other venues that's like angels having a human experience, or our guides and angels could put people in the way. And that's where, again, the finger, let the fingers do the walking. And I keep on seeing again over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months that there's a ironing out period where it doesn't feel like it's such a, again, like a symbolic time bomb over your head. Okay, Mary?
What? Is the move closer, near, or far?
Honey, I can't hear you.
Is my move close or far?
Is your moon close or far?
The
my move. You said the move.
Oh, move. I see your move as close. Your move is close, like over the within the next 2 months. Next 2 weeks,
see,
the paperwork starts going in. Within the next 2 months, it looks like you're settled in.
Oh, my God.
That's a good
thank
thing.
You. And you have a web page?
Excuse me?
Do you have a web page?
Yes, there's www.kerryoconnor.com. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I mean, you've filled me up with information that I will have on track today and give me something to do.
Very good. That's excellent. That's a step in the light direction for you, and you'll feel lighter and lighter and lighter every time we do that. And again, don't forget about putting your hand over your forehead. We hit at least anywhere from 7 to 9 meridians. And when our body is under stress, those meridians start closing down. So by simply putting our hand in our forehead, we're opening the flow of the energy, and it really helps us. And tapping the thymus does, and again, staying hydrated, all of those things that you can do instantly. They don't cost money
right.
to start taking the steps in the light direction. Okay, hon?
Thank you so
very
much.
You're welcome, hon. Very good. Bye-bye. You have a good day.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S., using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Kerry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Kerry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Kerry O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're sitting here till the top of the hour, and our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We're live, and the lines are now open. And Mary, the last caller was a really good example that I just wanted to encourage people about. The dark night of the soul is a lot of times we can hear those. If you never heard of it, it's a very common theme that people, especially when you study metaphysics, you could hear about different saints or different Jesus in the 40 days of the desert. It was like a period where we can feel out symbolically in our own desert, where we could feel dry, disconnected from source, disconnected from the universal flow, that universal energy is soul food for us. And so when we feel disconnected, we can again feel very dark or feel disconnected to the soul, to our source. And that's the time, and that's why I always talk about the importance of energy maintenance. And we want to give ourselves a break because we're not taught this, but this is the great thing that what we're remembering, realigning, and reawakening to is that it's never too late to start getting connected to yourself and to your source. There's nothing that you have to do, so to say, to get connected to source, because the answers are all within you. When you feel confused in what I call need a high five, and so that means energetically not leaning or pulling at somebody, it's just like having people remind you who you are. And so, and who you are is that you're an aspect of God Creator too, and that nobody has any more God than anybody else, and that also includes if you're not feeling very godlike or a piece of God Creator. So it's just those important baby steps that we take. And so when we have that practice and we have some sort of a routine, and it's just like if you were to go to the gym and you have your routine of exercising, when we have a routine of ours to get connected to the earth energy, to the universal energy that surrounds each and every single one of us, and it not only surrounds us, it also goes through us. So this is a universal energy that's open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's free, it's clean, it's soul food. And what we're doing is remembering, as we remember that, and as we reconnect to that and realign with it, what we've been taught for generations and eons is to feed off each other. And when we're feeding off each other, we're literally taking in toxic energy. We feed off each other's dramas, the traumas. That literally is like, if people were to see it energetically, I see everything as tubes and balls. Imagine tubes going even out of your mouth and going into another person's stomach and pulling out their garbage, pulling out their unprocessed food, so to say. And so if we were to see that, we'd think, oh, gross, good God, what the heck is that? What am I doing? But that's exactly what we're doing. And when we take in the toxic energy, when we take in toxic scenarios, when we don't direct our energy more consciously. So again, it's never too late. You just start the baby steps, start with the process. I always tell people, as far as write things out, I know with me, it's like when I write things out, you're literally taking it to the physical. And then even if you put post-its where you brush your teeth, where you, when in your car, of the steps that you're taking to remember who you are and remember to connect to that source, universal energy. And again, it has a vibration of cleanness. It doesn't come in with an agenda. We're going back to remembering what unconditional love is, and that's what we are made of, and that we want to remember. It's inside of us. Go inside, even have a visualization of dropping your attention into your heart. See what your heart looks like, and if it looks cold and closed, visualize it open, having yourself sit on a thousand petal lotus flowers, what I do all the time, and that petal is a petal of support. It grounds me. And then I look around and see, does my right side or my left side feel flat, or does it feel weaker? And then I put my attention and intention to, again, strengthen it and to see what images come in or see what words come in. Because, again, we're bombarded by messages all the time. It's being able to get to your radio station, get your antenna onto that, what the messages are, and just even listening to simple words. So let's say you get into your heart and you hear rage, then your body, your guidance is telling you that you have issues with rage that you want to look at and to start bringing up to the light, meaning your attention and intention to release an energy that has to do with rage and rage blocks rage. And then start thinking, what connects me to rage? And a lot of times when it comes down to what I call the nitty-gritty work, when we get into our darkest part of our shadows, we can kind of hesitate, or we can kind of freeze up, or we might not want to look that we have issues of rage or jealousy or disdain or any of those kind of things. But if we want to remember, if it's out there in the world, there's a lot of wars going on right there. Think of in the universal, in the macro world, in our micro world, let's say, that we're in war with a lot with ourselves. So the more we could come at peace with ourselves, the more we feel that peace, the more we feel that connection, the more our inside world will reflect, our outside world will reflect what we're mirroring, what we're feeling on the inside. So it's a big period right now to get out of the energy and motion, which is our emotional bodies or our mental bodies. A lot of people live in their mental bodies, and that's that mental chatter, where they live very left brain, so it's very analytical and very black and white, and all of that is, again, not in balance. And so we can be too much in our emotional bodies, we can be too much in our mental bodies, and all of this is homeostasis, all of it's about balance. Our body seeks homeostasis. Think of it, we're hardwired, our physical body is to survive. It constantly wants to seek balance. So that's our natural state. And so this is the more we start to understand ourselves as energetic beings and patterns follow directions, the more you could start realizing that I can change my life around. It doesn't have to be, again, hard. And sometimes it could be a journey, and sometimes we might have to surrender, let go, and allow. But those things are, when you think about your letting go of rage or disappointment or depression that could be blocking you out, or you start to expand your energy, and then you say, is it do I want to hold on and be right, or do I want to be light? You know, and the more you step into having a stronger energy pattern and feel that universal energy of love, it's very much easier to say, oh boy, I'd rather feel light than right.
Because I would too, Carrie. And I actually, can I interrupt you real fast?
Absolutely.
I know you've been kind of going on a little bit, and you're on a really good subject matter here, but I need to interrupt you here. We've got Kay holding. She's been calling in from Spanaway, and she wants to know if you can connect up with her daughter, if that's okay. Her daughter's having a health issue, and she's wondering if it's going to be resolved. So, Kay, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Hello. Kay. I can barely hear you. So what's going on, hon?
I was just wondering if my daughter's health issues were going to be resolved, or if it was going to be a lifelong problem.
Okay, what I'm seeing, her energy is pulling me back to July of this year, of 2009, and I see the energy start, her body starting to spin counterclockwise, which is all about the feminine side, her seeing herself as a female, and it's also the energy that we take into ourselves, into our body, and going from July, say July to the June of this year, I see a stretch where when you get to July, I'm seeing your daughter at the top of, it first looks like it's a skiing slope that looks like it's like dead man's curve, so think of that. It does not mean anybody's dying, but it means that there could the curves and bumps that she has to take right now. But when I look at her in July of 2010, she's on the bunny hill. So that means to me, that's my symbolic language of things become easier. The bunny, it's like she's going through the hard part now, and the bunny hill is a lot easier. She navigates. She goes straight ahead. So that to me is a good thing. So I'd go back to what was going on with her as far as July of 2008, 2009 in particular. But she's also pulling me back to even July of 2007. And remember, any kind of disorder or dis-ease starts out in the energy before it ends up in the physical. And so, and I see it, it's right going to her third chakra, that self-esteem, self-worth, seat of the subconscious. And when I look at it, it almost looks like a watermelon of an energetic cyst that goes off to her left side. And so, and it smushes off the energy of her second and root chakra. And that's when we really want to be rooted to the ground, because when we're not rooted to the ground, we're not grounded into our body, then we're more prone to have any kind of disorders to come in, because we're not, again, grounded. We want to be fully in our body. So I'd absolutely make sure she does an energy routine. Again, I see that there's a part of her getting into having hard stuff now, and you're already in the process right now, and over the next couple months it becomes easy. And then she just, again, stands on the symbolic bunny suit, but she keeps on going around and standing up on the hill, and she looks excited and happy. So that means to me, getting things under order, this is ease. There's a pride with this. Like she could even turn around this to have it where she helps other people or encourages other people. And the biggest thing is that she's got a smile on her face. So there's something about it that she is feels, again, empowered, and feels like it's not like the slippery, sliding slope where you have to be an expert skier. So there's a part where it's under control. Things are under control. And again, there's a place of it's interesting to me that she's got this big, big grin on her face. And so, again, that's a very positive thing, okay? I give out free energy exercises. This is for everybody. And remember that we have the $25 special. So email union1111@yahoo.com and the website carrieoconnor.com. This is the end of the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'll talk to you next week. May you align with the divine.